Well, I'm glad they cut back on all the glitz. You probably noticed there was no fancy red carpet tonight. That'll send them a message. By the way, the proceeds from tonight's Oscar telecast, and I think this is so great, will be divvied up among huge corporations.
That's Steve Martin hosting the Oscars in 2003, celebrating then 50 years of the ceremony being broadcast live on television. It won't be on TV very soon, but on YouTube, Google's video sharing streamer, in 2029. So what does this mean for the future of traditional telly? Ciara O'Brien is with us, business and technology journalist with the Irish Times. Morning, Ciara.
Good morning.
Right, so what's happened here?
So basically the Oscars is now going to YouTube, and it's going to be available to stream free and globally for up to 2 billion people, because that's the kind of audience that YouTube has at the moment. Whether or not they'll all be watching the Oscars, though, is another thing. But it's another kind of nail in the coffin of broadcast TV, I think, or at least people are interpreting it as such, because this is something that has been with ABC in the US for five decades. It's a huge move. It shows, I suppose, just where the Oscars sees its future audience as being. Because if you've been following the kind of the trends over the last few years, I mean, the Oscars kind of peaked in viewership in the 90s. It's around the Titanic years. So it's like 55, 58 million people watched it on TV then. That's kind of dropped to under 20 million. And for obviously for the Oscars, you know, they want to get as many eyeballs on this as possible. And now they're going to move it to YouTube. So I suppose that they're hoping that by doing so, more people will watch it. Whether or not that actually happens now, we'll have to wait until 2029 to see.
This isn't, it's not like going behind a paywall. It'll still be free to air, won't it?
That's the unusual thing. Now, I would have expected that maybe it would have gone behind maybe the YouTube premium subscription service or on YouTube TV in the US. But no, this is, as of now anyway, this is going to be free globally. So there's obviously a knock-on impact then for the deals that the Oscars would have done, the Academy would have done for to show the Oscars around the world, because, you know, obviously ABC shows it in the US, but local TV stations would have shown it too, or yes, they would have shown highlights packages of it, because obviously the time difference doesn't suit everybody.
Yes.
Exactly. And the RTE showed it, I think, from midnight this year, wasn't it? They actually showed it and then showed a highlights package. So this is a huge deal, because it's kind of the Oscars saying, well, broadcast TV is now basically being cut out of the picture.
What else has been moved away from broadcast TV? A lot of sport has, of course.
Yeah, there's been, I suppose there's been different sports. I think Apple TV shows the MLS. Amazon has some of the kind of the more popular football
MLS is
games.
The American soccer, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Sorry. Yes, the American Soccer League that is gaining ground. You know, there's different sports events that have moved from broadcast TV to be shared out among these streaming platforms as well as broadcast TV. And, you know, these guys have big money as well to spend, as we've seen from this, because while it's I suppose it's a bad thing in one way for ABC to have lost the Oscars, it also shows they weren't willing to pay what YouTube was willing to pay to have it on their platform. So maybe in some ways it's a bit of a relief that they don't have to spend that amount of money to get something that, I suppose, with the declining viewership for the Oscars, is probably not worth as much to them as it would have been at one point. So now we're looking at, you know, how is YouTube going to do this? Is it going to be the same format? Will it be a longer ceremony? Because they're not going to be as limited as, say, the likes of the broadcast networks, yes, would have been in what they can show. They will obviously have to have advertising or something somewhere in there. How that will work, say, for its premium customers, you know, who buy the premium subscription because they don't want to see advertising in it, how that's going to work for them. Will there still be ads kind of thrown into the middle of all this just because it is such a huge, deal? I mean, like, it would have been a big draw for advertisers to have their ads on the Oscars, similar to stuff like the Super Bowl halftime show, where people spend massive amounts of money to advertise around these huge events. But we don't really know what that's going to look like, because this is a whole new territory for the Oscars, and it's new territory for YouTube as well. I mean, this is a massive event. It's a massive tradition as well, to have enticed away from broadcast TV and onto their own platform. And it's going to be there until at least 2033. Okay. So we'll see how successful it is. This may be a great thing for YouTube, or it may not.
So how much trouble is linear television in, he said, asking for a friend.
Well, we all think about that. You know, the traditional media in general is kind of reassessing its priorities, I suppose. And look, these things, you know, the Oscars wasn't always broadcast on TV. It's been made into a big deal, but essentially it's an industry awards ceremony that the average person doesn't have as much interest in as they used
that's
to.
That's a very long one as well, yes.
It's extremely long, yes. And that's been, and even that's even with consolidating some of the awards, I think. So it'll be interesting to see if this becomes a shorter ceremony, because, you know, online people's tolerance for long things doesn't tend to hold up. I mean, we see that on the likes of TikTok and even on YouTube, that a certain level of a certain length of video does better. Whether or not something of this scale, you know, is it going to be a 6-hour ceremony? Are we going, you know, people are they actually going to sit and watch the entire thing? That's why I suppose that the highlights shows are still quite popular when it comes to watching the Oscars, or at least they are in this house.
There'll always be radio. Let's finish out with a clip from the first televised Oscars. This is Bob Hope in 1953. Thanks, Ciara.
Don't get me wrong, television is wonderful. Today you can sit home and see Broadway shows, go to church in your own living room. You don't have to go outside for anything. I was born on a farm where you had to go outside for everything. But some movie companies are still stubborn about recognizing television. Jack Warner still refers to TV as that furniture that stares back. But movies are still your best entertainment. It's all movies, ladies and gentlemen.